Cari fratelli e sorelle, buongiorno e benvenuti. Siete giunti alla meta del vostro pellegrinaggio.
Ma come dice, brothers and sisters, good morning. You've reached the goal of your pilgrimage. But like the disciples of Jesus, we must now learn to dwell in a new world. The Jubilee has made us pilgrims of hope precisely for this reason. Everything must now be seen in the light of the resurrection of the crucified one. It is in this hope that we are saved. Yet our eyes are not accustomed to it. Thus, before ascending into heaven, the risen one began to educate our gaze. And he continues to do so even today. In fact, things are not as they seem. Love has conquered, even though before our eyes we see so many contrasts and the clash of many opposites. In another troubled age, the 15th century, the Church had a cardinal who is still little known today. He was a great thinker and a servant of unity. His name was Nicholas, and he came from Cluses in Germany and is known as Nicholas of Cusa. He can teach us that to hope also means not to know. As St. Paul writes, what a person sees, how can he still hope for it? Nicholas of Cusa could not see the unity of the Church, shaken by opposing currents and divided between East and West. He could not see peace in the world or among religions, in an age when Christendom felt threatened from without. Yet, as he traveled as a papal diplomat, he prayed and reflected. For this reason, his writings are full of light. Many of his contemporaries lived in fear. Others took up arms and prepared new crusades. Nicholas, however, from a young age, chose to keep company with those who had hope, with those who delved into new disciplines, reread the classics, and returned to the sources. He believed in humanity. He understood that there are opposites which must be held together, that God is a mystery in which what is intention finds unity. Nicholas knew that he did not know, and thus came to understand reality ever more deeply. What a great gift for the Church! What a call to the renewal of the heart! These are his lessons: to make room, to hold opposites together, to hope for what is not yet seen. Nicholas of Cusa spoke of a learned ignorance, a sign of intelligence. The protagonist of some of his writings is a curious character, the idiot. He is a simple person, uneducated, who poses to the learned basic questions that shake their certainties. It's the same in the Church today. How many questions challenge our teaching? The questions of the young, questions of the poor, the questions of women, the questions of those who have been silenced or condemned because they are different from the majority. We are living in a blessed time. So many questions. The Church becomes an expert in humanity when she walks with humanity and carries in her heart the echo of its questions. Dear brothers and sisters, to hope is not knowing. We do not already have the answers to all questions. but we have Jesus. We follow Jesus. And so we hope for what we do not yet see. Let us become a people in whom opposites are brought into unity. Let us go forward as explorers into the new world of the Risen One. Jesus goes before us. We learn as we advance, step by step. It is a journey not only of the Church, but of all humanity, a journey of hope. The words of our Holy Father, Pope Leo XIV, for this Saturday Jubilee audience. We'll now have the exchange of greetings for various speakers of various languages, beginning with French.
Sont heureux de vous exprimer leurs sentiments respectueux et leur filial attachement. Ils vous assurent de leur prière à toutes les intentions de votre ministère apostolique universel. À la fin de l'audience, nous chanterons le Notre Père en latin. Puis le Saint-Père donnera la bénédiction apostolique. Il l'accorde spécialement aux enfants, aux personnes âgées et aux personnes qui souffrent. Il bénira également les chapelets et les autres objets de dévotion que vous avez apportés à cette intention. Voici un résumé en français de la catéchèse que vient de prononcer le Saint-Père. Chers frères et sœurs, parvenus au thème de votre pèlerinage, vous êtes désormais appelés à apprendre à vivre dans un monde nouveau, à la lumière de la résurrection du crucifié. C'est dans cette espérance que nous sommes sauvés. Un cardinal allemand du XVe siècle, Nicolas de Cuse, grand penseur et serviteur de l'unité, nous enseigne que l'espérance, c'est aussi ne pas savoir. Il enseignait à espérer ce qui n'est pas encore visible. Il parlait d'une ignorance savante, un signe d'intelligence capable de poser aux savants des questions élémentaires qui remettent en cause leur certitude. Il en va de même pour l'Église d'aujourd'hui, qui ne devient experte en humanité qu'en cheminant avec elle et porte dans son cœur l'écho de ses questions. Nous n'avons pas déjà les réponses à toutes les questions, mais nous avons Jésus, suivons-le, et en espérant ce que nous ne voyons pas encore, entrons comme des explorateurs dans le monde nouveau du ressuscité. Maintenant, le Saint-Père va saluer en italien les fidèles de langue française.
Rivolgo un cordiale saluto alle persone di lingua francese, in particolare a fedeli delle diocesi di Grenoble, Vienne e di Saint-Étienne, nonché ai pellegrini provenienti dalla Svizzera, dalla Grecia, dal Canada e dal Madagascar. Seguendo l'esempio di Maria, che custodiva tutte le cose, meditandole nel suo cuore, impariamo in questo mese del Rosario che la vera speranza è quella che non cerca di sapere o capire tutto, ma si lascia guidare dalla fede. Dio vi benedica.
Vous saluons en italien, le Saint-Père vient de dire. Je salue cordialement.
I cordially greet the French-speaking people, French speakers, particularly the faithful of the dioceses of Grenoble-Vienne and Saint-Étienne, as well as the pilgrims from Switzerland, Greece, Canada, and Madagascar. Following the example of Mary, who retained all events and pondered them in her heart, let us learn in this month of the Rosary. The true hope is that which does not seek to know or understand everything, but allows itself to be guided by faith. May God bless you. Following French, we'll hear the exchange of greetings in English.
Most Holy Father, The English-speaking pilgrims wish to express to you their sentiments of deep respect and esteem, and to assure you of their prayers for your ministry as a successor of Peter. At the end of the audience, we will sing together the Our Father in Latin. His Holiness will then impart his apostolic blessing, which he extends in a particular way to the members of your families at home. He also intends to bless any religious articles you may have brought for this purpose. And in a special way, his blessing goes to your children, the elderly, and those who are sick.
Dear sisters and brothers, as pilgrims of hope, we must view our troubled times in the light of the resurrection. Nicholas of Cusa, a cardinal from the 15th century, also lived during a turbulent era that involved serious spiritual divisions. Despite the tensions, Nicholas hoped for what he could not see and trusted that God could find unity. We too can learn from Nicholas of Cusa. When we do not know the answers, let us remember the risen one and ask him to lead us step by step on the journey of hope. I extend a warm welcome this morning to all the English-speaking pilgrims and visitors taking part in today's audience, especially those coming from England and the United States of America. A special greeting to those taking part in the International Federation of Catholic Universities. In praying that you may experience an increase in the virtue of hope during this Jubilee year, I invoke upon all of you and upon your families the joy and the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you all.
Heiliger Vater, die Gläubigen deutscher Sprache möchten Ihnen.
And now the exchange of greetings with German-speaking pilgrims and visitors. Ihres Gebets in allen Anliegen Ihres universalen apostolischen Dienstes.
Zum Abschluss dieser Audienz singen wir gemeinsam das Vaterunser in lateinischer Sprache. Danach wird der Heilige Vater den apostolischen Segen erteilen. Gerne schließt darin ihre Angehörigen ein, besonders die Kinder, die älteren Menschen und die Leidenden. Segnet auch die Rosenkränze und die übrigen Andachtsgegenstände, die sie dafür mitgebracht haben. Es folgt nun eine Zusammenfassung der Ansprache des Heiligen Vaters in deutscher Sprache. Liebe Brüder und Schwestern, der bedeutende und gelehrte Jahrhundert in Deutschland gelebt hat, erklärt uns, dass Hoffen immer auch den Aspekt des Nichtwissens beinhaltet. Sein Beten und Nachdenken führte ihn zu einer belehrten Unwissenheit, die Gewissheiten hinterfragt und so zu tieferen Einsicht gelangt. In der Nachfolge Christi dürfen wir auf das hoffen, was wir noch nicht sehen. Wenn wir als Glaubende noch nicht alles verstehen oder Antworten auf alle unsere Fragen gefunden haben, wissen wir dennoch, auf Hoffnung hin sind wir gerettet. Und diese, unsere Hoffnung, ist Jesus Christus. Der Heilige Vater richtet nun einige Worte auf Italienisch an die Gläubigen deutscher Sprache.
Cari fratelli e sorelle di lingua tedesca, come pellegrini di speranza, siamo chiamati a essere testimoni di Gesù Cristo risorto. Egli ci conceda i doni promessi dell'unità e della pace.
Der Heilige Vater hat gesagt, liebe Brüder und Schwestern deutscher Sprache, als Pilger der Hoffnung sind wir gerufen, Zeugen des auferstandenen Jesus Christus zu sein. Schenke uns die verheißenen Gaben der Einheit und des Friedens.
Santo Padre, los fieles de lengua española desean manifestarle sus sentimientos de filial afecto y sincera fidelidad.
Dear German-speaking brothers and sisters, as pilgrims of hope, we are called to be witnesses of the risen Jesus Christ. May he grant us the promised gifts of unity and peace. And now Spanish.
A los ancianos y a cuantos sufren, bendecirá también los rosarios y objetos de devoción que los peregrinos llevan consigo.
Queridos hermanos y hermanas, en esta audiencia jubilar nos ayuda a reflexionar el testimonio de Nicolás Cusano, un cardenal alemán que vivió en el siglo XV. En un momento difícil de la historia, como diplomático al servicio del Papa, fue un gran pensador y constructor de unidad. En su tiempo, la Iglesia sufría a causa de las divisiones internas y la paz en el mundo estaba continuamente amenazada. Pero él mantenía siempre viva la esperanza. Esta actitud lo ayudó a comprender mejor la presencia de Dios en la realidad, expresándolo en valiosos escritos. Saludo cordialmente a los peregrinos de lengua española.
I cordially greet the Spanish-speaking pilgrims. Let's ask the Lord to help us be witnesses of hope and builders of communion, allowing ourselves to be challenged by the concerns and needs of the men and women of today. May God bless you. Thank you very much.